And to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever
shall be. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Page 10, November 23rd, 1900. What you, Louisa, see is constrained mercy, and this irritates justice more. How can I, Jesus, not make justice when they themselves constrain my mercy within me? And I, taking Jesus' hands, clasping them together, saying, No, Lord, you cannot make justice. I do not want it. And since I do not want it, neither do you want it, because my human will is no longer mine, but yours. And since it is yours, whatever I do not want, you do not want either. And that's true. And so here it is, 1900. Jesus has to fight with Louisa for the next 38 years, basically saying, this is your job. This is your office. You have to bring divine justice to the earth. A human has to do this. And this is the thing, again, that so frightened Louisa. She says to Jesus, you've already taught me what is mine is yours, what's yours is mine. What I want is what you want is what I want. I don't want this. So here's Jesus, you know, with this most beautiful soul who wants to save mankind. And Jesus says, Louisa, you don't understand yet. I've got to teach you more. And this is what Jesus is going to do. We're only on volume 4. We're going to, through this year, read all 36 volumes about divine justice. And if you go through it once, don't say, well, I'm done. Go through it again. Jesus will open your eyes even more. Go through it again. Jesus will open your eyes even more. Go through it again. Focus on this gift, because this is what Jesus is bringing to the earth. February 5th, 1901, my beloved Louisa, it is necessary to ask divine justice in order to do this, because things have reached such a point that the divine justice can no longer permit that you suffer. And I, Louisa, I did not know what to do in order to ask justice when two maidens from heaven came to me. See, this is why bilocation is very much a part of the divine will. And this is why you need a priest to help you, because things will happen and you will not know. I don't care who you are, whether it's the devil or God. You will not know. The priest will know. And you have to put it in the hands of the priest and say, is this true? Is this correct? Is this right? Am I on the right path? Is this what God wants? See, because Jesus said to Louisa, when you go to the priest, you're going to me. And if you are not honest with the priest, you're not honest with me. This is like with confession, too. You confess your sins. You know, it's we've had for years now, you go to confession, just think of a sin and we'll all get general absolution. That doesn't work like that. The sins that are not confessed are not forgiven. You have to confess your sins. It's not magic. Blessed be Father, for I said, this is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. And now what we're finding is this is what I failed to do. Is where a lot of us are going to stand. Jesus has asked us to be Catholic, and what I failed to do is what he's showing us. So it's not just to see general absolution. I mean, if I'm on a plane and we're going down on a plane, and I can give everyone general absolution, and I pray to God there's a priest on a plane that'll give me general absolution. But if we land, everybody still has to go to confession. Nothing's changed. It's what's the in case of an emergency, where they, on the ships during World War II, the chaplains would give everyone general absolution. They get on the boats, they might get to shore, they might not. And that's one of the reasons, just a little trivia, one of the reasons every high school has a swimming pool is that when these guys jumped off the boat, a lot of them drowned because they didn't know how to swim. So after World War II, every high school had a swimming pool. Just a little trivia there. You can thank all those warriors, those young boys, really, for their martyrdom, their death. February 5th, 1901. My beloved Louisa. Okay. It is necessary to ask divine justice in order to do this, because things have reached such a point that it can no longer permit that you suffer. I, Louisa, not knowing what to do, asked divine justice when two maidens from heaven came to me, who seemed to be serving divine justice. And one of the maidens had the name Tolerance, and the other one Dissimulation. So here they are serving justice. And they're coming to Louisa to help Louisa. February 17th, 1901. But in covering the way to come again to me, man destroys that of the divine which he has received. He corrupts himself in such a way that at the encounter I, Jesus, have with man to receive into myself, but I no longer recognize him. I no longer see the divine imprint in him. And I, Jesus, finding nothing of my own in man, I no longer recognize him, and by justice will condemn him to go wandering on the way of perdition. See, this is, a lot of people say, you know, that they're Catholic, but they're Catholic in only name only. It's to really begin to live this universal life, to really focus on this Catholic life that God has given us, to be faithful and obedient to Christ and his church is so necessary. This is what God is looking for. Otherwise, he says, when I receive him, I don't recognize him. And since I don't find myself in him, I let him go to perdition. That's not what we want. That's not what we want from our family. So the Lord gives us people in our family. Why? So that we will say to Jesus, have mercy on them and all of us. Have mercy on them and all of us. We're not condemning anybody. You know, sin is sin. One venial sin will keep you out of heaven. It's to say, we abhor sin. We don't want anything to do with sin. And we stand our ground. No, this is not coming into my house. I mean, that's what, again, that's what Psalm 101 says. You do not let the murderer, the adulterer, the fornicator into your house. And that's television. By letting television be in your house, as Our Lady said, it's basically the hypnotic eye of death. It's the black tabernacle that every house is worshiping. We're not learning about Jesus, but we're going against what sacred scripture says. We're letting into our house the spirit of thievery, the spirit of adultery. What was that movie, The Titanic? The greatest movie, wonderful. Every commandment was broken in that movie. And what do? They praise that movie. You know, this is our job is not to cooperate with evil. We are to abhor evil. Did you watch The Titanic? No. Why? I don't want to look at sin. I want nothing to do with sin. Well, it was an enjoyable movie. The boat went down. That's all I needed to know. It wasn't coming back up. Why watch a story? I mean, I remember going through the Colosseum. Not the Colosseum. What's the city in Italy? I lose my train of thought. It's awful. Where the center of Rome used to be. It's called FFOR. Forum? Yeah, okay, thank you. And they're going, look, I said, it's ruins. There is nothing here but ruins. And everybody's ooing and aahing. And I'm going, this is what mankind does. We treasure things that are dirt. We treasure things that are gone. We have to treasure heaven. This is what Jesus is asking. Are you willing to let go of the dirt? Are you willing to let go of the mud and begin to enter into the treasures of heaven? That's what you're getting from this book of the divine will. October 11th, 1901. Now, while Jesus was with me, I seemed to see Mary, the Queen Mother, and upon seeing Jesus with me, she told me, it is you, Louisa, who keeps him. Am I reading the right one? Thank goodness he, Jesus, is with you. For if Jesus had to pour out his just fury, if he is with you, you hold him back. My daughter Louisa, pray that Jesus would hold back the scourges, for the evil ones are ready to come out. See, this is something that we're going to see. The evil ones are ready to come out. You have to understand this. No eye has seen, I mean, what's coming. Jesus says it's never happened. It will never happen again. The evil ones are already to come out, but they see themselves bound by supreme power that prevents them. And even if the divine justice shall permit it, since they would not be able to do it when they please to, there shall be this good. They shall recognize the divine authority over them, and they shall say, we did this. This is coming upon the earth because we were given the power from above. She has withholding the demons that are coming out. Meditate on that. I mean, this is, people are going to be terrified. Now, when you read the lives of the saints, who was it? Who was the saint? You know, the devil would be on his bed and he'd turn and look at him and goes, oh, it's you, and he'd go back to sleep. Well, there was three or four of them I heard. Yes, I think you're right. It's the demons are going, the demons, it's very clear. You have to understand. The demons are ready to come out. But when divine justice permits them, when does divine justice begin? Yeah, that's the 21st of this year. I mean, it's not that it's going. He says when the time of mercy ends, and I remember, as you know, in the seminary, when I read Faustina, it said that there will be a time of mercy. I go, what is that going to be like? How are we going to know it's a time of mercy? How is it going to happen? What's going to do? Who's going to? Very simple. The Pope said we'll have a year of mercy. So, but then Jesus says to Luisa, or Faustina, when the time of mercy ends, then it will be the time of justice. And we know it ends on the 20th, the Feast of Christ the King. And we know that's the 22nd anniversary of the cause of the beginning of the cause of Luisa. It's not, nothing's by chance. I would underline that one, not to be terrified of it, but when they are ready to come out, but they will be given the power by divine justice. And when does that begin? It's the day after divine mercy ends. That's what Jesus said to Faustina. January 20th, 2002. My daughter Luisa, see now where blindness of men has unleashed to the point of wanting to make laws which are iniquitous and go against themselves and their own social welfare. My daughter Luisa, this is why I am God, calling you to suffer again, so that as you, Luisa, offer yourself with me to divine justice, those who must fight this law of divorce may obtain light and an efficacious graces in order to be victorious. Jesus hates divorce. And now it's universal. I mean, again, it's not just abortion. It's not just euthanasia. It's not just homosexual marriage. It's divorce. He hates divorce. He says this to Luisa. And he said, Luisa, you have prevented divorce in Italy. How great this is. You read what Jesus says about divorce to Luisa when this law was not passed. How happy Jesus was. Now 50% of people get divorced. More than that, probably. February 3rd, 1902. Lord, let us withdraw. Don't you see how men embitter you and almost give you no peace? So we withdrew inside my bed and wanted to cheer my good Jesus. I said to him, since you would be so afflicted if men should do this, I, Luisa, offer you, Jesus, my life. I offer it to suffer in any pain in order to obtain that they do not come to this. And so my offering may not be rejected in any way. I, Jesus, unite it to your sacrifice in order to obtain the deed of grace with certainty. And while I was saying this, it seemed that the Lord was using my offering to present it to divine justice. Jesus would crucify Luisa every day. She wanted this. She says, I will suffer any pain. I will die every day. So she did. See, this is one of the things the church is going to show us. The three that suffered the most, Jesus crucified, Mary at the cross, and Luisa, who Jesus crucified day after day after day after day. And as you get to know Luisa, she loves you so much that she, every sin that you have committed, not only did Jesus die on the cross for you, not only did Our Lady co-redeem with Christ, but Louisa says, I will suffer again and again and again for the children, for us. This is a human. This is not the Son of God. This is not the Mother of God. When you get to know Louisa, everything changes for you. Everything changes. February 9th, you, Louisa, want me to operate a prodigy so that this divorce may not be confirmed. Otherwise, this may not happen. Well then, for love of you, Louisa, I shall make this prodigy. And this shall be the most refulgent star that shall shine on your crown. That is, having prevented my divine justice through your sufferings, and after so many wicked deeds they commit, and from also permitting this evil in these sad times that they themselves have wanted, so greater glory can be given to God, greater good to mankind. That was for divorce. She stopped it. Do you see the world we're living in now? This is where, you know, everything is fine. I mean, it doesn't matter. Nothing matters. Nothing is good. Nothing is holy. Nothing is saintly anymore. So what is Jesus saying to us? He says, I now want to, since nothing is good or saintly or holy anymore, I want you to bring you to share in divinity. That's what God is showing us with this gift. He wants us to be that drop of water put into the chalice filled with wine. May we share in the divinity of Christ as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. What Jesus gave to Louisa has happened. It's fulfilled. And now Jesus says, I want to share it with you. I want you to possess this gift. February 24th. My daughter Louisa, there are certain offenses that surpass by far the very offenses I, Jesus, suffered in my passion. Today, I have received several of these to the point that if I did not pour out part of them out, my divine justice was forced me to send fierce scourges upon the earth. So therefore, let me pour these scourges into you, Louisa. Now again, 1902. Can you imagine what Jesus is saying? By giving the church an unheard of thing, God gave the church this jubilee year of mercy. This has never happened in the history of the church. Never. And Jesus is saying, I want you to have this. March 13th, my daughter Louisa, it is necessary that sometimes I do not come, otherwise how could I give vent to my justice? And men, seeing that I do not chastise them, would do nothing but grow even bolder. Therefore, wars, slaughters are necessary. The beginning and the means shall be the most painful, but the end shall be most cheerful. Besides, you know that the first thing is resignation to my most holy divine will. It's fiat. So at first, it's going to be very painful. We're going to see this. We're going to go through this. The most painful, the wars, the slaughters, because they are necessary. But in the end, it's going to be most beautiful. Why? He said it would be like a birth. You will even forget about the pain. What our Lord wants us to do is to have this first thing of resignation, fiat. Fiat, fiat, fiat. And all things fiat. March 27th, Louisa, you must be not only upright, but just. And that's what he's saying to us as well. Being upright is not to tolerate sin. Being upright is to hate sin with a passion. But you also have to be just. Okay, this is what he says. Into justice enters loving me. Into justice loving the triune God. Into justice enters praising me. Into justice enters glorifying me. Into justice enters thanks thanking me. Into justice enters blessing me. Into justice enters repairing me. Into justice enters adoring me. Not only for oneself, but for all other souls, past, present, and future. So what is Jesus saying? It's about Him. Justice is about Jesus. He is justice. He is truth. He is love. And that's what He's asking. He's asking us basically to enter into Him in all situations. See why the divine will makes you fall more in love with Jesus. The divine will makes you fall more in love with the Blessed Mother. The divine will makes you fall more in love with Holy Church. We want to be Catholic. We want to be obedient. We want to be faithful. It's not just to do our devotional life, but to allow Jesus to be the Lord of our life in every aspect. He must reign. This is what Jesus is looking for. He says very, very clearly, these are the rights of justice that I, the triune God, demand from each soul and which are due to me as creator. And one who denies to me even one of these rights can never be called just. It's a totality. Not just be good, partially happy, partially thanking. Therefore, think about fulfilling your duty of justice, for in the divine justice, you, Louisa, shall find the beginning, you'll find the means, and you will find the end that brings about sanctity. You see what God is asking of us. If you're linked to Louisa, He's expecting an awful lot from you. That's why I said He's expecting more from us than the martyrs. All the martyrs combined, this is what Jesus says about Louisa, all the martyrs combined cannot compare all the sufferings that they went through, all the sorrows and the difficulties that the saints went through cannot compare to one eye blink of Louisa. How can that be? Because Jesus is blinking in her blinking. Jesus is the Lord of her blinking. Jesus is the Lord of her life. And that's what Jesus wants for us. I want you to have more than what I gave to the saints. Not just to be good and holy and saintly, but I want to reign in you. I want to breathe in your breathing. So when we say, Jesus, breathe in my breathing, and we take a deep breath, that is Jesus who is doing it, not us. We're never going to breathe in the divine will again, ever. Jesus, come breathe in my breathing. Beat in my heart beating. This is what Jesus is looking for. You, Louisa, will find the beginning, the means, and the end in living in sanctity. September 4th, I saw the church and the Pope, and a part of it was leaning on my shoulders. I also saw the confessor who pressed Jesus not to take me for now. And the Blessed Lord said, evils are most grave and sins are about to reach the point as they no longer deserve victim souls. That is, the ones who sustain and protect the world before me. This is a victim soul. If this point touches the divine justice, indeed I, Jesus, will take Louisa with me to heaven. So I understood that things are conditional. And that's exactly where we are. We have 15 days to enter into this time of mercy, to plead, stand in the breach as Moses did, plead for all of mankind. Lord, have mercy on us. Forgive us. Lord Jesus, we kneel before you and we say, you are my Lord, my God, my Master, my Savior. Have mercy on us. Forgive us. Let us forgive one another. This is our job. This is what Jesus is asking. You have to understand all things are conditional. And Jesus is really looking at us with a desire that the saints could never accomplish. We can accomplish this. How? By being one with Louisa. November 17th, in the evening, I was about to make my adoration to the crucifix when a flash of light came before my mind, and I felt my heart being opened, and Jesus' voice saying to me, I shall keep you suspended for a few days, and then I shall make you fall again. And I said, Lord, you shall not make me come to be around yourself, and if you make me fall, and his voice And in his voice. See, this is interesting. It's a flash of light. It's a flash of light. And it says, his voice. She didn't see him. The Word of God. Now, this is very important. The Word of God spoke, his voice saying to me, I shall keep you in suspended. And she says, Lord, you know, shall you not make me come around to yourself? Or you make me fall? And then his voice says again, my divine justice is like a cloud pregnant with hail, thunders, and lightnings. And you, Louisa, it found a dam so as not to unvote itself over the people. So, do not let them want to advance in the time of my wrath. And I, only for me, Louisa, was the chastisement reserved. And with hope to be freed of it, you, Louisa, have given me so many graces to other souls. They have suffered greatly for love of you, yet they have no need of the work of a priest. So here Jesus, Louisa is saying, you're working with everybody, but I'm under the obedience of a priest. I cannot wake up in the morning without a priest. And Jesus says, and then his voice, this is the command of God. You shall be freed, not now, but when the slaughters begin in Italy. Okay, the slaughters haven't begun in Italy yet. You have to understand, it's been, an army has invaded it, and it's not the American army like in World War II. You have to understand, the children that they're letting in are 17 to 24-year-old men. You have to understand, this is all planned. He says very clearly, and I, only for me, Louisa, was the chastisement reserved with no hope to be freed of it. And you, Louisa, have given me so many graces to other souls and have suffered greatly for love, yet you have no need of the work of a priest. And his voice continued, you shall be freed, but not now, but when the slaughters begin in Italy. This was for me, Louisa, another reason for sorrows and the most bitter tears, so much so that my most lovable Jesus, having compassion for me, moved in my interior as though placing a veil before what Jesus had told me. So it's not only a voice, it's a veil. Okay, this is Moses. This is the voice of God. This is the veil that Moses wore. Now again, you have to see what Jesus is doing. This person is very, very important to Jesus Christ. A veil before me of what he told me without letting himself be seen. And he let me hear his voice saying, my daughter Louisa, come to me and do not want to afflict yourself. Let us move justice away for a little while and let us give room to love. Otherwise, you shall succumb. So here is Jesus basically saying to Louisa, like God said to Moses, I'm going to destroy everything. Everything's going. It's not going to be the same anymore. Everything's coming to an end. And Louisa says, oh, she realizes at this point, and he says, okay, let's put justice away for a bit. Let's love each other. Otherwise, you're dead. You're going to just die of worry, fear, anxiety. Okay. December 5th, as I was in my usual state, blessed Jesus shared his pains with me, and as I suffered, I saw a woman crying her heart out, saying, the kings have joined together, the peoples perish, and not seeing themselves being helped, protected, but rather stripped, they get lost, and the kings without peoples cannot exist. But what makes me cry the most is to see that the fortresses of divine justice are missing, which are the victims, and only the only insular support that holds justice back in these times most sad. And you, Louisa, this is the woman saying to her, at least do you give me your word that you shall not move from this state a victim? And she says, I don't know why, but I felt so resolute that I answered, this word I cannot give. No, I shall stay as long as the Lord wants it. But as soon as he tells me that the time for this penance is ended, I shall not stay even one moment more. And hearing my unshakable resolve, the woman cried more, wanting almost to move me to say yes with her crying. But the more than ever resolute, I said no, no. And crying, she said, so there shall be justice. There shall be chastisements, there shall be slaughters with no sparing. This is This is the world that's saying this to Louisa. The world knows what's coming is going to be awful. This woman that's crying, this is what's coming. And again, our job, our duty, our obligation, our office is to be one with Louisa. Why? To hold back what's coming. And unfortunately, when the time of mercy is over, then the time of justice begins. Instead of placating myself and pouring my indignation upon you, Louisa, I suspend you, Louisa, from the state of victim, because after my justice has tried several times of using all of its power so as not to give that chastisement wanted by man himself, and in spite of this, he still wants it, it is necessary for justice to suspend Louisa, the one who holds it back, and to let the chastisements fall. Again, I just look at this, these next 15 days, and if we can really turn to Jesus with our whole heart, mind, and soul, and make up for everyone, past, present, and future, even for, especially for our own lives, and say to Jesus that he have mercy on us, that we, in that he forgives us, go through all the sins, find examination of conscience, and plead for mankind. Say, Lord Jesus, I have sinned here and stayed it. I have sinned here and stayed it. Have mercy on me here, Lord. Go through it for me and for all mankind. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. See, this is a unique time. It is really a unique time. So we'll end there. And we will do, I've got oil here for anybody that doesn't have oil of Louisa, just so that you know what the oil of Louisa is. Well, I told you already, right? It's oil that came from her body. But what we did was we put the relics of Louisa in exercised oil, and we asked Jesus that this oil be used for healing. Like that priest friend of mine, he had cancer of the face, and he said, pray for me, pray for me. And he went to the doctors. The doctor cut him. He anointed himself with the oil. And any priest can do this with a relic of Louisa. Just, exercise holy oil and put the relic of Louisa in it. And they cut him open, and they went, well, there's really nothing there. And they sewed him back up. But they said it was bad. It was awful. He's not going to have a face. I mean, they said to him, this is very serious. And he called me up afterwards and he said, now I think I understand the power of Louisa. I said, you better understand. This is a whole new beginning. I mean, for him and for everybody that's around him. It's God has got plans. And we're part of his plans. Don't worry. Don't fear. So we'll end with a prayer. We'll kneel down and pray our prayer, the yellow sheet, the large yellow sheet, if you have it. If you don't have it, share with one another. The prayer of consecration to the Holy Divine Will. No, you can't touch it. No. Once you use it, it's over. Yeah. Okay. So if I can kneel, and we'll pray the prayer of consecration in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. O adorable and divine will, here I am before the immensity of your light, that your eternal goodness may open to me the doors and make me enter into it to form my life all in you, divine will. Therefore, prostrate before your light, I, the littlest among all creatures, come, O adorable will, into the little group of the first children of your supreme fiat. Prostrate in my nothingness, I beseech and implore your endless light, that it may want to invest me and eclipse everything that does not belong to you in such a way that I may do nothing other than look, comprehend, and live in you, divine will. It will be my life, the center of my intelligence, the enrapture of my heart and of my whole being. In this heart, the human will no longer have life. I will banish it forever and will form the new Eden of peace, of happiness, and of love. With it, I shall always be happy. I shall have a unique strength and a sanctity that sanctifies everything and brings everything to God. Here prostrate, I invoke the help of the sacrosanct Trinity, that they admit me to live in the cloister of the divine will, so as to restore in me the original order of creation, just as the creature was created. Celestial Mother, Sovereign Queen of the divine fiat, take me by the hand and enclose me in the light of the divine will. You will be my guide, my tender mother. You will guard your child and will teach me to live and to maintain myself in the order and the bounds of the divine will. Celestial Sovereign, to your heart, I entrust my whole being. I will be the tiny little child of the divine will. You will teach me the divine will, and I will be attentive and listening to you. You will lay your blue mantle over me so that the infernal serpent may not dare to penetrate into the sacred Eden, to entice me and make me fall into the maze of the human will. Heart of my highest good Jesus, you will give me your flames that they may burn me, consume me, and nourish me to form in me the life of the supreme will. Saint Joseph, you will be my protector, the custodian of my heart, and will keep the keys of my will in your hands. You will keep my heart jealously and will never give it to me again, that I may be sure never to go out of the will of God. Guardian angel, guard me, defend me, help me in everything, so that my Eden may grow flourishing and be the call of the whole world into the will of God. Celestial court, come to my help, and I promise you to live always in the divine will. Amen. And may the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And right now, anyone who wants to be anointed, Father, we'll anoint people if we can. And if you don't have oil, Joel will hand it out to you.